During his remarks today, President Biden spoke of a better summer ahead for much of the country where vaccination rates are higher. And he warned of rising cases where vaccinations are lower. Last night, we looked at those problems in the South and several other states. Tonight, William Brangham focuses on how life has improved in one state where vaccination rates are high.
Judy, New York State was hit as hard as anywhere in America by COVID-19. During the worst weeks in April of last year, the state averaged nearly and over 10,000 hospitalizations. But now, with the rollout of vaccines, things have taken a major turn. Today, over 70% of adult New Yorkers have received at least one shot, and average daily deaths have dropped to 12 this week, and new hospitalizations at around 1,000. For healthcare workers, of course, this is a hugely welcome change. For some perspective, I'm joined again by Dr. Craig Spencer. He's the Director of Global Health in Emergency Medicine at Columbia University Medical Center. Dr. Spencer, very, very good to see you again. I don't know if you remember, you and I spoke 16 months ago in the midst of the worst of New York's pandemic. And the way that you described it then was this sort of relentless onslaught of very, very sick people coming through your doors and not enough PPE and just the overwhelming stress of all that. Given where you are now compared to that, this must be just an incredible turn for you all.
Yeah, well, quite honestly, this is a turn back to what we were used to. March and April of last year was a turn for many of us to what seemed like the apocalypse. Patients, you know, so sick that they couldn't even breathe or talk. That for us was our abnormal, just like COVID became everyone's abnormal all over the country and all over the world. What we're seeing right now in the emergency department is our old normal. I'm seeing the old patients that I used to see, the ankle sprains and the chest pains and the strokes and all the stuff that we used to see before COVID came surging into our emergency rooms last March and April. And quite frankly, it's nice to have our old job back.
Right. I bet that's got. I'm curious how you all have processed that, because the research is quite clear and all of our own experiences are quite clear that you don't go through a trauma like that unscathed, and it doesn't just wash off.
Right. I said this probably about a week or two after COVID was going to scar a generation of healthcare workers. Now, COVID had really only significantly impacted New York and the surrounding region by that time, but we've seen what it's done all over the country to healthcare providers, frontline workers, everywhere around the U.S. And I stand by it. COVID will indeed scar a generation of healthcare workers. Look, there are friends of mine that have gotten sick with this virus. I've lost friends and colleagues to this virus. We know that 115,000 healthcare workers around the world have already died from COVID-19, and more are being added every single day. You know, I think we processed this initially, you know, after we were able to get over some of the physical exhaustion, the mental exhaustion hit. And when that tidal wave, you know, hit and then finally, you know, went back out to sea, we were able to assess the damage. And you know, a lot of us still have mental health challenges, PTSD, you know, the images of things that we saw and did and, you know, ways that we couldn't help when we wanted to. And that's going to linger with us. I think some of us have found healthy ways to manage that. And I still think that there are many amongst us who still deal with the impact of what we saw, what we did every single day and will for quite some time.
I know you. And you yourself worked in Guinea and fought Ebola there years ago. Mm-hmm. I wonder how you're balancing this, the reprieve in a way that we're getting here thanks to vaccines, while knowing that so many other countries around the world are on fire and are experiencing now what you experienced back then.
Quite frankly, it's maddening to me. It's upsetting. It makes me so sad that what we've gone through here in the U.S. and the impact and lives already lost in the U.S. and now we're opening back up and going back to normal and we're all really excited about that. But the reality is more people have already died of COVID-19 in 2021 than died in 2020. There will be friends like my friends in East Africa or in West Africa and other places around the world that might not see a vaccine until 2022 or maybe even later because of hoarding in wealthy countries, the fact that we're buying up booster shots to have available, you know, in the fall and the winter in this year, in case we need them. As friends of mine, healthcare workers around the world are still getting infected and still dying every single day because they don't have access to a vaccine. Now, I'm very excited that we're getting back to normal. I'm very glad to have my old job back. To be thoughtful about the impact that this has had on healthcare workers and other frontline workers all over the world. When I was in West Africa treating Ebola, you know, there were more healthcare workers, more doctors in the one hospital I was treated for Ebola in New York City by Ebola in 2014 combined. And so losing a healthcare worker is always horrible, but in places where they're already in short supply, communities, and we need to do everything we can to help protect them.
Right, that global perspective certainly makes our success, quote unquote, a bit more bittersweet. Dr. Craig Spencer, Columbia University Medical Center, great to see you and glad to hear you're getting somewhat back to normal. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.